how do I manage my constant stress?
The place that I always start with that is, what's the difference between stress and pressure?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? And what would you say the difference is?
Well, stress is sort of, I don't know, it's, pressure might be probably by put by someone or by yourself to accomplish something to a certain extent, right? Whereas stress is something that you maybe can't control because it's inflicted by external factors in a way.
Yeah.
And you just have to review what's causing it or why you're feeling that feeling inside you, and therefore what can you do to control it? Like, what is in your control?
Exactly.
So that's for me how I would work with that.
Absolutely. Is it actually stress or is it pressure that I'm feeling? Because there's a big difference between the way our brain responds. Our brain is designed to respond to pressure, right? There's a whole pressure performance curve where actually our performance goes up when we're under the right amount of pressure. But what we tend to do, and it's obviously related to overwhelm and overload, is we talk about it all the time. We're like, oh, I'll just ask people, ask them now. It's like, hey, how are you doing? God, I'm so stressed out. I'm like, are you stressed? Are you stressed out? Like, tell me what's stressing you out. Let's differentiate between what's within your control internally and what's actually causing the pressure that's tipping you into stress. And then look at what's within your control.
But then I sometimes feel whether it is that people actually genuinely feel pressured or stressed, or is this just, I'm going to say that because that's a cool thing to say. Because that's another thing. But if you keep repeating this, you actually start feeling it, right?
Yeah.
If you say, I'm happy, and you smile, you generally start feeling better.
Yeah. Our brain is listening all the time to everything we say. It is a problem-solving machine, and it's looking for data so that it can predict the next thing that's going to happen. So whatever you're saying, it's listening to. So if you're saying, I'm stressed out, I'm super busy, I'm not sure how I'm going to get through this week, oh my God, I've never had a week like this, you know, it's going to be crazy for the next month. Your brain's listening and it's going, okay, get it together, it's going to be pretty full on. And of course, what's it going to do? It's going to go into its fear system, its sympathetic nervous system, and go, okay, batten down, because there's a lot of coming, right? And I'm not saying just like reframe it and go, I'm wonderful, unicorns and rainbows. That's not how I work, right? It's not like la la land and meanwhile you've like lost your arm. You know, it's not that. But it is, one, absolutely being really conscious about what you're saying. And I so agree with you. I did a video recently on the curse of busyness. It's basically become a cult, right?
Yeah.
It's like, let me, you know, we're so our default is I'm super busy, and it's almost become this badge of honor that I've got so much going on, and by default I must be leading a very valuable life because I've got so much going on. I had to do a video on that because I'm like, just be, we're human beings, not human doings. I'll give you an example of when when I went well and truly into stress in a situation where I felt pressure. So it was a couple of years ago now, and I'd been invited to speak at the LSC, ironically, on the art of saying no. So the LSC, the London School of Economics, for me as a speaker, has always been oh my goodness, I want to speak there. I was feeling the pressure, right? I'm like, whoa, here it is. So firstly, it was pressure from myself because it had been a goal. So I had set this big expectation on myself that now was the time, and I was as a speaker and da-di-dum. So if I had the wherewithal right then in the moment, and I didn't because I went into stress, I would have been able to identify that. But this is what I did, is I felt the pressure. So I then procrastinated because I was worried I wasn't going to do a good enough job. So then I left it to the last minute to finalize my speech. And that added pressure, right, to it, which was, this is all my own doing. So if you're sitting there going, oh, well, that's well and good, but I have a lot of pressures, Gitanjali, it's like, actually, how much of it is an expectation that you're putting on yourself, of yourself, and then, of course, expectations of others, but of yourself. So I will tell you this, my dear. At 5:30 that morning, I had rewritten that speech to within an inch of its life. It didn't even resemble the thing that I had written, actually, that I had written the week before, because I had completely tipped into stress and feeling stressed. 5:30 in the morning. So I went to bed then for an hour and a half, how well did I perform?
Probably not great. Oh, well.
I mean, brilliant because it's me, but no. No. I mean, of course, I did well and I was proud of myself and the feedback was amazing, but it was, could it have been better and could it have been less stressful?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what is within my control?
Yeah.
Is a simple question that I encourage you all to ask yourself when you are feeling that. And then let your brain just take a minute. It might not come back to you straight away with an answer. That might happen. Have you ever had a thought come to you in the shower? Ever? It's like, oh, what about this? Right?
Yeah.
Or how about that? Maybe when you're running or you're, you know, going for a walk. That is your brain doing what it's beautifully designed to do, and it's problem solving because you've asked it a good question. What is within my control about this talk? What is it? And it's like, I don't know right now, but let me go away and have a think about it.